AP Superintendent Travis Fleshner joins me as we are a week out from Election Day, and the school's bond referendum is going to be on ballots here for voters in the Appleton-Parkersburg district. And I guess we're, again, a week out here. What's kind of been on top of your mind here as far as this bond vote coming up here now that we're just a week away?
Yeah, you know, we entered this last kind of stretch. I think the biggest message we really want to get out to all of our patrons is really just, if you've got questions, there's still time to ask and there's still time to get those answered. And, you know, going into Tuesday, we just, from a school district approach, really just want to get as much, you know, good information out to people as we can. You know, I think that's probably the biggest, you know, kind of push this last week.
On your guys' school website, you have a link to a ton of facts about this referendum here coming up. And one of the things that kind of resonated with me, I think this will probably resonate with the community, you guys have a pie chart that shows exactly, you know, what percentage of this money is going to be spent on, you know, specific items. You know, HVAC updates obviously is going to be a huge one. What can you kind of share about that and I guess some of the specifics there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if you go to our school webpage right on the main banner, that'll take you to that website, and you can find all kinds of information there. But one of the things we heard from the previous referendum that we really learned was the community kind of they wanted to see some more detail exactly, you know, about the money and kind of the project itself. So that really brought us to this. You know, about 70% of the project is going straight towards HVAC, so heating, cooling type things. And then we talk about roofs and secure entrances are all a part of this as well. But I can assure patrons that the board has gone into a lot more detail as far as looking specifically at the project, even to go as far as see a good, better, best option for all these various things. So we took that away from the first referendum, really just a good learning piece and wanted to share that with the communities.
Mm-hmm. And with any school bond vote, there's a lot of times some things that the school needs, other things are just kind of wants. But from what I understand, a lot of this is pretty necessary stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something, you know, we went through three driving questions. You know, what's best for students and staff? What will the community support, and what's fiscally responsible? And we went through really a range of all kinds of potential projects and ideas and options, but we really kept coming back to just some needs. You know, reliable heat as we're kind of going to the winter season here. You know, cooling is really something, you know, you could say it's a nice to have, but it is, you know, 2025. So it's time to kind of update and those kind of things. Reliable electrical services, you know, those are, I don't think, things that are too big a reach for people, and we hope that kind of resonates with our communities.
Mm-hmm. We touched on this a little bit before last year's vote, but if you could just kind of touch or expand on, you know, the fact that, you know, these facilities at the school, you know, updated facilities, maybe are going to attract people, you know, a strong school leans on a strong community and vice versa, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we know the AP School District is a very big source of pride in both communities, and you know, we're really just hoping to put together a project to kind of take care of some of those basic needs first. And then as we get those addressed, then yeah, we can move on, you know, eventually someday to get into some maybe a little bit shinier things too. But we felt we needed to really start at kind of the heart of the buildings with the projects. And we hope that, you know, people see the same kind of school pride in our facilities that they see in our kids and our programs.
Mm-hmm. It seems like we talk about this every time we discuss this topic here, but if people are unsure about things, how can they ask questions? Where do they go to find the best information?
Absolutely. So I would say one of the first places I would go, if you're comfortable with it, go to the website. Tap the banner right at the top of the landing page, all kinds of information about the project, the process, tax rate calculators. So if you're wondering what's this do for my specific, you know, residential property or my farm property, you know, we want people to know this going in. Okay. You know, I don't know that anybody's necessarily, you know, looking forward to any kind of a tax increase, but for the kind of project and the scope of the project we're going to do, there's going to have to be an impact there. As always, I share this, you know, with you and even kind of some of the videos we put online. Don't hesitate to reach out to me at school, either via email, call the school, You share a number, 319-346-1571. They'll get you to me and I will give you a call back. You know, like I said, we've got about a week. They'll probably technically a little less, but you know, as far as election day itself, but if you've got specific questions, call me, email me, we'll get those answered for you.
All right, is there anything else that you would like to touch on regarding this year today?
No, I think I'm very, very excited about the project. You know, the committee did a great amount of work. The school board's put in a lot of work. You know, now it's time to get this out to our patrons and, you know, and see where it goes on November 4th.
All right, once again, that was Appleton Parkersburg Superintendent Travis Fleschner.